don't say that. I have lines on them.
Oh, yeah.
Rattles and bits in their mouth. Pull whichever way I want them to go.
How do you call horses to get them to come in from the pasture?
just holler to. Maybe you might say that. Usually, always the horse will be around, and you just have to call them. Just come on and hoof. I can't even think what you would say.
They'll come, huh?
Well, they're used to you feed them. You usually feed your horses before you're. See, you work them, and you usually try to feed them every morning. Where you're going to work them, or not, and they expect that. The cows, if you're not milking her like mine was out there, well, wasn't milking, but you just have to call them, and they expect some feed.
If you're riding a horse, what would you say to him to urge him on?
And just get up.
Okay.
Here's something.
Okay. Is that one's already moving, or we're standing still?
Or
both?
Kick him in the both feet.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah. Is that when he's already moving, or is that when he's standing
well,
still?
Well, if you want him to go faster, well, you can do that.
Okay. What would you say to stop it?
Oh, pull up on the lines.
Okay.
Reins.
Are lines and reins the same thing?
Well, no, they're lines. They're pretty long, I call them, like you're plowing, sitting back here on the seat. And reins, just them short ones you have up here when you're sitting on the horse.
Okay.
Bridle reins.
Okay. What do you say to a horse when you're backing him into a buggy?
Well, just used to always, you know, it's in shafts, and I just raise them shafts up and just lead him on there and let him down.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Pig, pig.
How do you call sheep to get them to come in?
Well, I don't know whether I just have to say, sheep, sheepy, 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 come here.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I ever call sheep. Yeah.
How would you call chickens?
Chicka, 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 chick.
Yeah. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Feet, stirrup.
Okay. And if you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Yeah, I don't know.
A different name, dude? Okay.
I just call them a team, whichever one.
Okay. If something is not just right near at hand, you'd say, well, it's just a little, what?
A little ways away, or?
Okay.
I don't know just exactly what you.
Yeah, that. if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet, you might say that you have a what to go before dark.
Got so many miles, quite a little ways.
Okay. If something is real common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you could find that just about.
Well, for about 10 minutes.
Okay. If somebody slipped on the ice and he fell this way, you'd say he fell
on his head.
Okay. They fell this way, you'd say he fell
his face.
Okay.
Stomach or whatever you want to, on his back or whatever.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you'd say, well, this year we raised a bumper
crop.
Okay. And if you have to get rid of a bunch of brush and trees on some land, you say you'd
clear it.
Okay. And sometimes after you cut grass for hay, it'll come back up and you can go back and cut it again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Oh, second cutting.
Okay. And